10 witnesses testified Edler was an involved board member. Zenda Bowie, a director for the Georgia School Boards Association, said Edler called her frequently to ask questions about protocol.
I don't know Ms. Edler really, really well, but I got the feeling that she wanted to understand the role and she wanted to stay in her lane. And her questions were directed that way.
When asked if Edler had been an asset to the board, current board chair Melvin Johnson testified.
I thought she was an asset, yes.
Johnson is one of three board members who were not suspended. They were sworn in January, a month after DeKalb's accrediting agency placed the district on probation for inadequate board governance. The sanction led to a state hearing where the State Board of Education recommended the governor suspend the six older board members. Governor Deal has since suspended and replaced them, although they can appeal. Kenneth Bergman is a legal officer with DeKalb's accrediting agency. During a cross-examination Tuesday, he told Edler's attorney, Brian Watkins, reinstating Edler wouldn't help the district regain accreditation.
My opinion would be that her being placed back on the board would not make it more likely.
Would it make it less likely?
Yes.
Bergman didn't name any specific instances of Edler's wrongdoing, but said she had to accept responsibility for being part of a dysfunctional board. Afterwards, Edler said she thought she had a strong case.
This was an opportunity for individual board members. And if there was respect for that process and you listened, you know, I think you would have to come down in my favor.
Administrative law judge Max Wood said he'll rule in 30 days. Wood will make a recommendation to Governor Deal, who will issue the final decision. Martha Dalton, WABE News.